Your skin refuses to be defined by age. That's why Agency creates personalized anti-aging formulas that smooth, fine lines, lighten dark spots, and improve the appearance of dark circles. Each formula is tailored to you and prescribed by a licensed dermatology provider. Formulas are customized with clinically proven ingredients like tretinoin, which is up to 20 times stronger than retinol. Get your first month free at withagency.com. That's withagency.com. $4.95 shipping and handling subject to consultation. Subscription required. Cancel anytime.
You're listening to Castrol CarCast on Podcast One.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you. Welcome to CarCast. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Matt, the moderator. DeAndrea over there.
Hello.
Hello, man. And this is Castrol CarCast, which we've dubbed it because they're such a great sponsor. And it's brought to you by Castrol, Titanium Strong for maximum engine performance. Geico. Visit geico.com. Tommy John. I'm wearing mine right now, TommyJohn.com/CarCast, and Zycoat, baby. And let me tell you about these guys in about 15 seconds. CarCast brought to you by Zybar for better engine performance, horsepower, fuel economy, and lower underhood temperatures. Lower temperatures, more horsepower. Zybar is the ultimate thin, ultra-thin, high-temperature coating, reduces radiant heat by 90%. Zybar on. Heat off, baby. That's how it goes. And you can learn more at Zycoat.com. That's Zycoat.com. C-O-A-T. All right. Zycoat.
Yeah.
We have a Peterson Museum event going on.
Yeah.
That's March 10th. It's kind of shaping up to be pretty exciting. In the evening is the 10th anniversary Adam Carolla show. I think that one, Max Pata, sold out.
That one right. is sold out.
I don't know if the uppity showing.
It's on the cusp, so get your tickets now.
That'll take place at about 5. What time's that? We need to find the actual.
That we're going to press play at 4:45.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, come there and there'll be a Q&A with Willie T. Ribbs and Adam and Nate.
Right. Willie T will be the black guy, Nate will be the short guy, and I'll be the guy pushing Nate's elbow back toward his face as the mic starts to sink down.
Wander away.
I find that to be...
Put his arm in a sling or get a headset. That's what I did on Shift and Steer because we do live events at the car shows, and people never, they're like, hey, how you? They go back and forth. I was like, let's just get headsets with microphones on them so nobody.
It is, it's one of the most fascinating glimpses into the human psyche. Not mine, but everyone else's human psyche, which is, I did a thing with Indianapolis with Nate. I think it was on the Newman Doc. We're in front of 200 people, like standing on a riser. He's holding the mic and he's talking into it. And then the mic would just drift down to his hip. And so then they'd ask him another question, like, how long did it take to assemble the whatever? And Nate would start answering the question with his mic at his waist. And so I started taking his elbow on stage and just pushing it toward his face so the mic wouldn't drift down, which is not the interesting part of life. The interesting part of life is that I had to do it 3 times.
Yeah. He's a little nervous up there, probably.
But it's, I'm very fascinated why, and by the way, I did it 3 or 4 times in a 5-minute period. Like,
yeah.
This wasn't, and then that time next month, the exact same thing again. No. From the time I did it the first time to the time I did it the second time, 22 seconds.
You know that it's like the thing you wear around your neck and it can hold like the wine bottle or the wine glass and it's got like, you know, like you can hold the beer can or the wine glass. The girls wear it with the wine glass at like the crazy concerts or parties. Mm-hmm. Just get that with the microphone in it. And so he can just kind of hold it. He doesn't drink, so there's no real benefit
here's
afterwards.
Here's my wiring. Here's my bad wiring. I was once teaching this hot chick how to box, right? When I used to be a boxing coach. And she
I'm gonna pitch that for a second. I don't like that.
And she threw that. It's when the hot chicks box, it's always cool. Yeah. And she was throwing that jab out there, and her right hand would just drop down every time. And I'd say, hey, hold your right hand up at your cheek, keep it on your cheek, and then throw that left jab out there. She'd do it, right hand drop down. I said, keep your right hand up, then throw the jab. Throw the jab, right hand come down again. It happened about 8 times in a row. And at a certain point, I just said, hey, keep your right hand up. And she went, hey, why are you yelling at me? And I was like, because I've asked you to do this thing 7 times in a regular tone, and you're not doing it. That's why.
You're a good teacher.
Jesus Christ. Do you know how literally uncoachable almost everyone is in a weird way? It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't get that part of life. My thing is like, if you told me you're dropping your right hand, I would not do it in front of that person again. Yeah, that would be my move.
And Nate's a champion wrestler. You think he's coachable?
You'd think he was coachable. He's probably good on his feet by now. We've done a few. We've done a few of these things. Anyway,
I give it a 50-50 chance. We
do the uppity showing. Yeah. At about 4:30, 5 o'clock, you get in there. After that, it's going to be the Adam Carolla 10th anniversary show, star-studded. And before that, we're doing a car event. And Leno's going to be there, and other guys are going to be there in the car community.
Also star-studded.
I haven't locked, I don't know all the...
We don't have the full list, but we know Michael Anthony from Van Halen's coming up, Brad Fanshaw from Shift and Steer's coming up. I'm waiting for the text.
Mike Brewer
from Wheeler Dealers. He's bringing a Porsche.
Goldberg said he's
Goldberg's coming in. He's bringing a car. Michael Anthony's bringing his AMG GT. Chris Jacobs is bringing Mopar GTX or something, I think.
And Chris Jacobs, known from everything on Speed TV, but
yeah,
probably
Discovery Motor Fan.
First, Chip Foose.
Yeah, he was on Overhauling with Courtney and Chip.
All those shows.
And yeah, he does Bear Jackson stuff. And he's in town. Talk to him. He's out of town. He lands on like the 9th. He'll come right over on the 10th. I'm waiting for Danny Trejo to text me back. It sounded like he was coming in, and I just wanted to show it was one of his lowriders.
So we're going to have a lot of cool cars, a lot of cool celebs, and you guys. And you guys can bring your cars out there, and we'll judge some cars or just show some cars.
We want to see what everybody's driving. Don't worry about if it's a brand new 911 or a GTR. Just bring whatever you got. We want to see it. There's going to be a People's Choice Award. We're going to do some different categories, give out some awards. The tickets for the car show. The car show is 2 to 4. You get it loaded in before 2. The vehicle only ticket or the vehicle submission that you'll see on the Peterson website, is to bring a car and attend the car show. But then there's another ticket where you could bring a car, attend the car show, and then get access to the museum, and they're giving you a book, like a Corvette book or something like that. That's kind of neat. So there's sort of two versions of it if you want.
Access to the vault or the museum?
To the museum. Mm-hmm. But since you mentioned the vault, we just released, there's an exclusive tour of your garage, 50 tickets to your garage, and a private vault tour at the Peterson.
Wow. Now, be clear, my garage is my home in La Cañada.
No, you can't come here.
And you just go look at a 4-gallon air compressor. And I go, I got that at Home Depot.
Yeah.
And then I go, all right, let's wrap it up.
But it's fresh paint and everything's really nice in the garage. Like, it's nice.
No, you guys will go look at all the Newman race cars and the 935 and all the building and fabrication. You'll see a kind of before and after. You'll see a actual BRE 510 that's finished to the nines, and you'll see one that's up on a rotisserie where they're banging out the metal.
Yeah, it's a one right now.
As we speak. Yeah, it was described to me as a little further along.
Yeah, when you got it.
When I saw pictures of it.
Seems good. It's mostly there. Everything's good. I saw Sean fabbing up like a tank or overflow tank or something from scratch. I'm like, man, that's nice. And I was like, how many hours you got in that thing?
A lot.
But it's nice.
Yeah, so the good news is we have for those of you who like BREs, we have three BRE cars there, authentic BRE cars.
Oh, should we bring the Hino to the car show? To
Peterson? I think we should bring the Hino.
We should bring the Hino.
We should put the BRE 510 in the Hino, the actual BRE transporter from back in the day, the first Hino truck brought to the U.S.
Yeah, I mentioned that to Sean, and he laughed and walked away.
Oh, so, no.
I don't know that we have, like, ramps
We'll work it out. Let's get that worked out.
He had a nice giggle. He walked away.
We'll work it out.
Kalen can drive the Hino.
You know what would be cool, actually?
It's a lot of work.
Sean could fab it up. You know, it'd be an interesting look. Tell me, and I bet Sean could fab this up pretty easily. We could work this out. I could engineer this easily. What if we brought the Hino transporter, right? We brought the Roadster that the Hino used to drive around the country in the back of it, BRE Roadster, and we fabbed up a walk the plank. We fabbed up something that was about 3 or 4 feet long, sort of triangulated, that we could hook onto the back of the Hino, and we could, with a stop on it, and we could roll the Roadster out and, like, just hang it out, like, 4 foot.
Put legs on the end or something.
Yeah, so it's like you could see the transport, you could see the Roadster sitting in it. You could see it hanging out the back. Like, you'd get a good shot. You wouldn't see the taillights of the Roadster, but it'd be kind of a cool, wouldn't that be a cool look?
Yeah. That sounds actually easier than pulling it up and down a ramp. Once it's in there forever.
Let's try that.
Because I feel like right now the easiest way to put the Roadster in there is probably a forklift.
You're right. All right. So still tickets available. And Max Pata, find out about the uppity screening. I'm going to find out what we got left on that. I don't know who knows. But still plenty of tickets available to the car part of this thing. And you should definitely come on out and say hi with that.
There are some tickets to the documentary available. The podcast is sold out. And then we were selling a bundle ticket. One ticket gets you everything. The bundle ticket is sold out. And that sells out because the podcast sells out, right? So we do have some tickets. I'm looking right now at the Peterson website. There are some documentary tickets available. The car show plus museum tickets are pretty much unlimited, and the vehicle submission tickets are pretty much unlimited. So we've got all the goods.
All right. Let's see. So that's the event. I'm excited about this. I'd like to do it every single year. It's a beautiful place, and it's fun showing off the cars. What are you thinking about in the car world?
Oh, man, there's lots of cool stuff going on. The show we did earlier this week with Goldberg, we had Alistair Weaver come in. Edmunds was testing the mid-size pickup truck, so go back and listen to that.
Is the Ranger in there?
Yeah, Ranger, Tacoma, and the Chevy Colorado is in there. That's the three that they tested.
Right.
They didn't have like a Nissan Frontier or something, but those are like the big three.
Is the Tacoma on top?
I don't know who won it yet. We got to go back and watch the video.
The Ranger's going to be all aluminum now. Is that correct?
Oh, I don't know if the Ranger is. The F-150s are, but
I
kept calling them mini trucks. It's like, they're mini trucks. He's like, well, they're not mini trucks anymore. They're mid-sized trucks because they're the size of F-150s from 10 years ago.
Right.
You know, like a 2004 Lightning, that F-150 Lightning. That's about as big as a Ranger is now, it seems like. So I just like mini truck better.
Yeah. There's also a few of your... And some of the upcoming auctions at maybe Amelia Island or beyond, I think there's a couple of your Lightnings. There's a couple Typhoons.
The Typhoon and the Cyclone.
There's
the
a couple of those.
The Cyclone's the pickup truck, and the Typhoon's the little
GMC, whatever.
Yeah, the little S10 or something.
Those cars are really cool until you get near them.
Yeah.
And then they're like, what? And then you open the front door and you're like,
the dash is pretty flat. Yeah.
Yeah. Also,
that's Leno's Christmas tree hauler, his Cyclone.
Yeah, that's the truck. There's also, I think the estimate on a couple of those were 20 to 30, by the way. That was on the Typhoon.
Yeah.
Wait, that's the little mini SUV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Typhoon. Yeah, those things are going a little bit. Yeah.
Well, it's a weird 80s. I mean,
they were, whatever, they were like 18 and they were 16 and yeah, now but they're 22.
Were like, they were like five,
yeah,
like a few years ago, you know, number of years yeah. ago. All right. Also, not Taco Bell material.
Yeah.
By the way, you want to hear lose in the money department? I walked into the other shop. Sean is supposed to be banging away on the 510. So I got one employee who makes the docks from the front of the shop talking to another employee who does the fabrication for the cars in the back of the shop. Neither one of them are working. And I just come walking in. I'm like, what's going on with this meeting of the minds over here? And he's like, I'm inviting Sean to come to the premiere of Not Taco Bell Material in Burbank. And I'm like,
they probably sold him a ticket.
Let him buy a ticket. Buy. Look, the thing's been confirmed, but it's not sold out.
Yeah.
Let's sell it. Let's sell some more tickets. Sell it to Sean and his wife. I can pay him enough. And he's like, no, these are tickets we already bought. We bought 10 tickets for the home team. Now we're doing this. And I'm like, okay, so you're offering Sean two tickets. He's like, yep. And I'm like, do it at lunch.
Yeah.
do it at lunch because I already bought the tickets and now you're stopping what you're doing and he's stopping what he's doing and it's 9:44 in the morning.
It's not even like they can go, hey, I just closed the sale.
You run into him at lunch and explain to him that you're going to give him some free stuff that I paid for. Don't stop what you're doing and walk to the back of the shop and have him stop what he's doing.
The two most expensive guys in that building are hanging out.
Yes, talking about getting free tickets from me. All right. By the way, you guys, that thing, Not Taco Bell Material, is coming to a town near you, and you can go to TUGG.com or AdamCarolla.com/events. And many of the shows are on, but they're not sold out.
Right.
So you can buy a few more tickets to some of those cities. I think Denver and maybe Arizona are sold out. I don't know how many others are sold out.
Yeah.
So you guys can just check that out and come out and see that movie. All right. What else are you thinking about?
I finally put the clutch in the BMW, so I've been thinking a lot about that.
It's nice and it's on fantastic. Your lower back. That's right.
And on my leg, and except yesterday traffic was still a manual transmission. It was a bit, but I was out with a friend the other night, and on the way home, I was like, the roads are clear, having a nice time. I'm gonna start practicing a little bit more of my heel-toe shifting. And I don't know what kind of groove I was in, but I was crushing it.
Really?
It was nice. Now, on the streets, it's nice because everything's kind of slow motion. You're not, like, you could try to heel-toe quickly, but the car's not moving very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a rhythm down. I was going through the neighborhood. It was like stop sign to stop sign to stop sign. So you'd like, you know, you kind of gun it off of one stop sign and get up to about 45, 50.
Right.
And then you heel-toe like your third gear, second gear. And through the neighborhood, like six stop signs. I was just nailing them. And anyway, that's just a proud moment of mine.
After some sushi
with some friends the other night.
I was thinking about that very subject because I got invited by Skip Barber to come out and do another professional Trans Am race at Lime Rock. And I believe he said it was in Trans Am 2, not the first time I did it was Trans Am 1. To the best of my knowledge, at least from the little experience I have, they have Trans Am 1, Trans Am 2, and Trans Am 3. Trans Am 3 are basically a performance car like a Audi R8 with a full cage and a fire system and a bunch of safety stuff and running on slicks or whatever. Maybe a brake upgrade or some suspension stuff. Maybe. I don't know the rules, but a pretty stock.
Kind of a spec racer. You really can't touch the motor.
Yeah. So on the other hand, you have an R8 with a V10 and 560 horsepower naturally aspirated. And I don't know how much tweaking you need to do.
Yeah.
Like that's enough car.
Oh, yeah.
And so you get these cars, or you know, or a Corvette, same thing, a ZR1 or whatever. I mean,
even the Mustangs.
Yeah, they're cars.
The Mustangs, Camaros.
Cars that are coming out of the crate and coming out off the dealer floor, and you hollow out the interior and you put a cage in there and you put some Pirelli racing slicks, you don't need to do much else to have some seriously fast lap times on any track in the country.
You're going to have fun.
So, and you'd be hauling ass. So that's enough, but that's GT3. GT2
TA,
is... TA3. TA2, it's unclear what that is.
It's got to be up on the Trans Am website.
And then there's Trans Am 1, which I race, which is completely tube frame. You know, everything's just a tube frame.
Yeah, it's a race car.
Aluminum.
You know, it's a carbon body. It's all aero tested.
Hanging on a tube frame with a NASCAR 355 or 358 or whatever it is in their engine that's fully tweaked at 850 horsepower. Now, I don't know what a Trans Am 2 Mustang is, and I'm not sure.
Look it up. Check out the Trans Am website.
I'm not sure
what the categories are.
I've probably a sequential shifter. I'd be surprised if it was just that kind of an H pattern, but no, I'm not that surprised actually.
Yeah,
we can look it up. So anyway,
because it comes down to like cost efficiency, they want the categories to be the racing, you know, categories to be, and sequential starts really adding up the price. So
yes,
maybe that's off the table for some of the. Other than the TA proper or TA1.
Now, if that car would have come with paddles.
Oh, maybe you can, yeah.
I don't know if that car comes with paddles.
Like a new Mustang has like a 10-speed automatic, like a paddle-shifted auto, and that's pretty fast.
So, anyway, they invited me to come to Lime Rock. I love, by the way, I was saying, I had this funny moment yesterday. My new house has like a workout room, but there's nothing in it and there's nothing whatever. And I started sort of grabbing stuff from the warehouse, from the containers, and bringing some of my old boxing stuff sort of bringing it back. And
Sonny's
got the boxing gloves on. And I got to bring all this stuff back. The bodies in TA2 must be either a Mustang, Camaro, or Challenger. And now we'll try to figure out if the Mustang has like what kind of shifting it has or what other the rules are. I brought my balance board, the thing that has the 6-inch tube in the middle, and then you put the thing on either end of it like a skateboard, and you just sort of do that groovy board thing on it. It's one of those things that looks a little hard. It's very easy to do. And I can just do it all day, and I stand. And what I do is I'll jump up and turn direction and try to land on it again, which is a little bit hairy. I don't know if I'm up to that anymore. But I'll do a thing where I'll try to slide it all the way to one side. It has a stop. So I'll like slide all the way one side, hit the stop, and try to slide it all the way to the other and hit the other stop and just monkey around, go on it like I'm standing in a boxing stance and face a direction versus just go back and forth, whatever.
Yeah.
So it was funny. I was like, so Natalia was down there, Sonny was down there, and we're all just down there, and Sonny's riding the elliptical thing, you know, back and forth.
Yeah.
Natalia's like making fun of him, calling him like an old man and trying to do a chin up on the whatever. And I'm riding the board, and I'm like, hey, I was invited to do another professional Trans Am race. And, like, you know, Natalia's unfazed. And I go, that means your daddy's a professional Trans. And as I'm saying it, I fall off of the board. Like, I never fall off the board. And I'm like, whoop, Dave! And like, I'm right in the middle of bragging, and I just go, whoop, up. The board goes flying out. And I go flying down on the ground. Like, it was like...
Natalia laughed. Sonny asked if you were okay.
And so I said, think about going to Lime Rock for a Trans Am race. And Sonny goes, oh, can I go? Which I like. Mm-hmm. I don't. And my impulse is, of course you can go, because this is something other than you sitting in a class just staring out a window.
Right. He's going to say, what about school? You're going to be like, screw it. Let's go to Lime Rock.
4-speed manual.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think any of us could have guessed a 4-speed manual. I think the answer to 4-speed manual is for the TA2 H pattern. Thank you. The 4-speed manual, the answer to that would be the engine makes a ton of horsepower. It makes a ton of torque, and you don't need 6 speeds.
Like, yeah, also maybe parity between the cars.
Yeah, and I don't know, at Lime Rock, it's a tight track.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small track. At Willow Springs, it's a long track. I don't know if they let you throw a 5-speed in when you go to that, or if there's any difference between any of the tracks.
Yeah, like, you maybe know, just rear gear.
Yeah, you're throwing a rear gear. That's actually smart of you to say. What else is smart? Tommy John. Men and women love Tommy John. It is the best. We've had people tweet in. Scott's telling us his happy's double agents aren't going rogue. Do that math.
Yeah, Melissa's. I got my TJs.
Tommy John's are so light, she worries she's going to forget to pull them down when she hits the bathroom, man. Both men and women's underwear sport the no wedgie guarantee. Comfortable stay put waistbands. Fabrics are soft and designed to move with you. Dress shirts that stay tucked in, go anywhere apparel. Goes from boardroom to boxing class. New air collection for the ladies. Quick drying, antimicrobial fabric. No visible panty line. All backed by the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Tommy John. No adjustment needed, right, man?
Yeah, Tommy John. Hurry to TommyJohn.com/carcast now to get 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/carcast for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/carcast.
All right. So it's a 4-speed manual. And what other rules are there that you're aware of in the Trans Am 2 department?
Are they allowed to do engine mods?
There are several engine packages available, which are directly competitive with one another, primary. And then each, like GM uses Schwenke engines, Ford uses Corey Race engines, and Dodge Hemi uses Prefix.
Mm-hmm.
They all must be outfitted with a properly installed Derhag single plane rear wing. Only use those bodies you mentioned earlier. And then they have cost control specs. So shock absorbers, $850 each. Brake calipers, $550 each. Brake pads, $250 per axle. Wheels, $175 each.
Oh, so they basically go modify what you want, but you can't spend more than this.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it's all based on like MSRP prices of things, you know.
Yeah,
like what your JRI shocks cost, and what, you know, if you don't like that brand, you go to something else.
And no titanium or carbon fiber components are allowed aside from the driver's seat.
Hmm. Well, safety thing. Well, that's interesting. 4-speed manual would never have landed
that
on
my
that.
Guess. I
ever.
Thought maybe just run what the car comes with, because, you know, save some money. But
yeah. Interesting. Anyway, I have to do a salute the troops thing in D.C. on like that Saturday. So anyway,
what
I wrote,
month is this?
This is May. This is Labor Day or Memorial Day. I never know.
I don't know which one it is.
So it's
That's
my birthday.
At the end of the month?
It's my birthday.
When's that? End of the month?
End of the month.
Okay.
Come on, man. You know I'm a Gemini.
Yeah.
All right. And do we have questions, Max Zapata?
Sure do. And if you want to write in, just follow us on social media and tweet us. Instagram us at Carcast Show, or go to carcastshow.com and write in. This question comes from John. He's from L.A. Yo, Ace, my son is turning 21, and I want to take him race car driving. He's into cars, but unfortunately, it's tricky for him to get into the cars because he's 6'4", 225-pound guy. Any suggestions for a good track? How many laps, cars? What do you suggest for little Mikey? We're thinking of Vegas, but we're in L.A., so what's your recommendation?
Couple things. In the ongoing dialogue inside the Corolla gymnasium last night when I was talking to the kids.
As you were tempting your hip.
Yeah.
As you were tending to your hip. Going,
I said,
Natalia,
I said, Sonny, what do you want? First car, what do you think? So Natalia announced to me that she was going to have me build her house starting when she was 18. And then
I think it's sweet she recognizes you as a legitimate builder.
Yeah. And then she said that she'll get married at 22 and then she'll move in the house and I'll be done by then.
Oh.
So that same conversation I had with my dad, except for
it sounds like the husband doesn't have any money.
Dad, could I have half a Shasta soda? Are you kidding me? No way. Who am I? King Midas?
You can have whatever I have left.
That's a half a Shasta. Those are the conversations I have with my dad.
Same.
she announced that, and then I said, Sonny, what kind of car do you want to drive? And he went, I don't know, Mustang sounds good. And I said, okay. And then I said to Natalia, it's very interesting, little boys, little girls. I said, what do you want to drive? And she said, whatever's trending.
Oh.
And I said, why whatever's trending? And she's like, because that's what's happening.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, man, your
she
dad
likes the optics of it.
Bought a bunch of old Nissan race cars and Datsun race yeah. cars years ago when you guys were 1 year old. I bought a bunch of these cars because they weren't trending, and now they kind of are trending. So you have to find stuff that's not trending. Yeah. She's like, I'll get the stuff that's trending. Why listen to the guy who's going to build her a house?
Yeah, it's
all
an
right.
interesting take on it, though.
What's trending? It's such a young chick thing.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Would you have ever dreamt of answering what's trending? You
no,
would have just
I mean,
picked
I don't
a
date
cool...
that young, but...
yeah, you got to wait another 18 months. You know, but you'd think like, all right, when you were a kid, you'd be like, Corvette's cool, Ferrari.
Influenced you?
You would have given
like,
up a...
Trending doesn't influence me.
What's trending? All right. It's why you realize the Kardashians can take over the world. Because if there was some dude version of the Kardashians, like there kind of is, like in a weird way, DJ Khaled is like...
Khaled.
DJ Khaled is sort of like the male version of a Kardashian. And my son's like, that guy's a douche. It's like, he's a talentless sack of shit. Like, I'm not going to follow him. He doesn't do anything.
Yeah. So Sonny says he's not trending.
He's not trending.
Not trending to Sonny.
Right. All right. So tracks.
All right. So the 21-year-old, 6'4" young man.
Right.
Is looking for a ride. And I missed the beginning, or I forgot the beginning. Has he done any of the schools or the programs, or just the high-performance driving experience? Is that what it's called, HPDE? Just any of that stuff yet? That's a good place to start. See what you're comfortable in. There might be some inexpensive ways of doing, like, Skip Barber stuff that you mentioned, and just kind of get a feel for a car and also see from those guys what works for a big kid.
6'4", 220 is a little big for like your Formula Honda or Formula V or Formula whatever, mm-hmm. whatever they have, little thin wheeled, little single.
Yeah.
So get into a sedan. You can get into a sedan. I mean, listen, I've done the celebrity whatever with like Cain Velasquez, like heavyweight UFC fighter,
yeah.
you know, guy's 250 pounds. And it's not that tall. It's like 6'1".
Yeah.
But
Goldberg's done it.
I mean, big dudes can do yeah. it. You know, it's not that, but you're not going to do the little Formula V
yeah.
thing.
And also keep in mind that you're pretty uncomfortable when you're in the race car anyway. Like every race car that you have for the most part, like your knees are pretty up by the steering wheel and the, you know, it's a kind of a short throw for the shifter for you. You're kind of squeezed in there a bit.
Yeah.
But once you're in there and you're kind of like belted on, like keep in mind, like you're in those cars, you're like, you're not reaching for the radio or turn up the AC. Like you don't need to extend, you know, you're just focusing on the driving portion of it. So you might be able to fit like, yeah, there's got to be giant guys driving Miatas, racing Miatas around.
You do one of those Bondurant schools in Arizona, they'll put you in a Corvette.
Well, now they'll put you in, Chargers, Hellcats.
Oh, Hellcats.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, stuff like
yeah,
that.
Whatever. Yeah. Plenty of room.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, obviously, that's all Goldberg has now is Hellcats.
I don't know what
Chargers and Challengers. He's in all of them.
Oh, my. I don't know what's going on out here at Willow Springs. There used to be Danny Cheevers and like Fast Lane or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, Fast Lane. He's probably got some kind of school
See
going on.
See if there's
so.
Something going on at Willow Springs so he can keep it local. Any event will work. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Or any school. It's
yeah,
all good.
Fastlane is at raceschool.com.
Okay. Check that out and you can stay. Where's he calling from? Or sorry, where was he riding from?
L.A.
Right. But he didn't say
no.
where. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But that's, you know, like you said, that's a less than a 2 hour drive basically from here. And you can do
I've done it
a
thousand times. And we did the Trans Am race, just mm-hmm. went back and forth all weekend. Many engines, like my aforementioned BRE 2000 Roadster. place hot components like manifold and exhaust too close to the air intake and the wires and the carburetors. Yes, they do. It angers me. And it's all in there. It's a little oven, man. That engine compartment is a little oven. And it's like everything in that oven is negatively affected by heat.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And it's the enemy, man. So before, your options were just the wraps, which are like pretty kind of pre-caveman. Tapes or ceramics, pretty expensive. Now there's Zybar, the DIY high-temp coating that reduces radiant heat by 90%. Resin-based polymer formula withstands temperatures in excess of the engine department and costs one-third the cost of ceramics. And also, you get to do it. You know, people always talk about the DIY stuff and like, save money, save money. How about you do it on your calendar? You send stuff out to get ceramic coated. It's hey, man, it's been 7 months. Where are my headers? Well, we're getting on it this week. Like, I thought you said 10 days.
Good thing I called.
Yeah, I know. Single application of Zybar to your manifold, exhaust system, headers, controls heat, resulting in higher horsepower and torque. CarCast listeners receive a 15% discount plus free shipping on all online orders. Use the promo code CarCast at Zycoat, Zycoat.com.
I don't know if you've been to this classic auto show. We're going to do that, and that's coming up in March as well. It was at the L.A. Convention Center, and I think it was in Anaheim for a few years. And it's the big event, like all the Discovery Channel people go and all that stuff. But like March 16th, 17th at OC Fairgrounds or the Fair and Event Center. I forgot which day we're going down there, but you're the Grand Marshal.
Yeah. Get my sash and scepter out of storage.
We're getting it cleaned.
Yeah.
Clean. Well, don't clean the scepter, but okay, clean the sash.
Okay.
And if you do the scepter, it is 33% Tarnex, okay, 33% white vinegar, and the other third is just distilled water.
Perfect ratio.
Understood?
Yes.
That's my scepter cleaning formula. All but right. Get them out. Yes. Yeah, so I shall be the Grand Marshal.
Yeah.
What's that mean? Free beer?
I think so.
All right. What are they going to have there?
There's a bunch of people going. I know that, like, I think Bruce Meyer was a Grand Marshal at one point. Ken Lingenfelter said he's been going to the events since it started, and he enjoys it. So I think there's going to be a pretty big car event there. And you'd have to see the list of everybody that's going, but pretty much like every automotive TV personality will be there.
So we look forward.
You're bringing some cars, Adam.
To that. Oh, I am.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How many cars am I bringing?
Two. We haven't decided which.
We should bring one and tell them the Hino Transport counts as a car.
Yeah.
It kind of should.
What should we put in the Hino?
I don't know. Well, you always got to put a BRE in there. I think people love the BRE 510 so much. It's kind of a...
Although, if we don't take... Well, take the Hino, don't take the Hino, but maybe we should bring that different drummer car.
That is a
Newman
cool
car.
That is a cool piece.
And in addition to you, Adam, Dave Kindig is going to be there. We love him.
Kindig it, design.
Mike Finnegan, Wayne Carini, Lynn St. James.
Wayne, love all of them. We can go talk him out of his Volvo.
Yeah. He's got a new
Bogey Latiner.
Yeah, Bogey from All Girls Garage. She's a sweetheart. She's a good BMW tech as well.
Oh, that's your girl.
Bogey out of Arizona.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Christy Lee is going or Chris Jacobs. They're probably all going.
Well, we'll be out there and we'll bring some cars. And is there a theme as far as the cars go?
I don't think there is.
So we're talking off there. I was talking on my show on ACS about Joe Gibbs and Joe Gibbs Racing and how he went 1-2-3 at Daytona last weekend, which is impressive, but even more impressive to me, because I know he's won 3 Super Bowls, and that's an incredible.
I did not know that.
It's an incredible career. I don't think he's ever been beat in a Super Bowl.
Right, and his head coach of the Redskins.
And they've now, again, Belichick has won 6 Super Bowls, I think, but he's lost three, I think. He's lost a few, which is pretty amazing. Most guys have won Super Bowls, but they many of them have lost one or two as well. It's part of the part of how it goes. Although not over at the. I'm trying to think. I don't think the 49ers have ever lost a Super Bowl, or maybe they did in recent. They did. Yeah, they lost one. Kaepernick. Right. Who were they playing?
Baltimore. It was the Harbaugh brothers that were going to each other, right?
Oh, that's the one. All right. So, but none of the old famed coaches from San Francisco, Bill Walsh and what's the other coach? Anyway, they never lost during the dynasty. Anyway, Joe Gibbs has won 3 Super Bowls and never lost a Super Bowl, and then he dominates racing as well. That's a lot of range.
It's a hell of a career, too.
It's hell of a careers, and then makes all the oils and does all the stuff as well. I mean, it's a pretty amazing career.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what? I'll bet you that guy's religious.
He is. That's very Christian.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I had no, thoughts about it, but that is not the work of an atheist. I come from atheists. They're like, "Hey, chill out, man. Where are you going?" Yeah, man. Take a little toke and just kind of relax over here. And Joe Gibbs...
He never argued over half a Shasta?
I like to figure out... I have no idea what his faith is. I've never even thought about it. It just popped into my head. This is not the work of an atheist. I don't know why.
Okay.
It seems like he has that Christian work ethic.
Yeah. Why don't I tell you guys about Geico?
Find out how religious he is, and then you tell me about Geico.
How religious he is? I don't know. Follow his tweets or something? We won the Daytona 500. God bless. I'm not sure what you're going after.
That man's a religious man.
Yeah. Gibbs wrote the book Game Plan for Life, which discusses his life in football, but also how his faith in God can help others and outside of sports, as well as key topics like trying to lead a Christian life in today's world. So there's a whole book about it.
And I bet that book was successful too. Everything he touches. Listen, everybody's got a to-do list. You drop off dry cleaning, you pick up some milk, and now you can save hundreds of dollars on car insurance to that list. You don't have to drop off or pick up anything. You just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. So if you want some extra money in your pocket, this is the most rewarding to-do you can do today. Check out geico.com.
All right. Let's see. Any other questions you have sent in there, Max Pata?
Yes, sir. This is Jake. He lives in Menlo Park. Hey, guys. I'm looking at getting a job in San Francisco. It's a new job. My 15-minute local commute is going to turn into a 45-minute to an hour commute and take me into the city. The only thing is, right now I drive a 2018 Ford Raptor, which I love and want to keep, but it's not going to work in the city. What would be a great second car for the drive and parking? Budget-wise, I'm open to any great idea, and I'm considering anything from a Focus RS to a Porsche 911.
The great James Brolin, who was in here the other day in my podcast, drives a Raptor.
Oh, does he?
It must have like a Borla exhaust or something on it too. It probably comes with that. But anyway, he's all black. It's the black on blacks, all murdered out. He's got like the running lights, you know, like the bad cop lights on the side.
Oh,
you
he's
know.
Got his tricked out then. He's got his
tricked out. And James Brolin's tricked out. And then he made sure to point out to me, like, this is not a new one. I did not want the V6. I wanted the V8.
Oh, he's got the V8, yeah.
I don't know. How's that? I mean, isn't he married to someone who's like into the Green New Deal? Like, how's that go?
He's not allowed to park it at home.
It's a secret car.
Yeah, it's a secret car. He takes his Prius to a garage that he's got down the street, takes his Raptor out. I like that he has that. But by the way, so super comfortable on the freeway. It's so comfortable because of that nice suspension, that off-road suspension. So this guy's got a Raptor.
Are you being facetious?
No, it's really good.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it didn't sound like you're kidding, like, but it normally off-road is not.
No, but it's got a lot of control, and then it's soft, but it just glides. Like, it's the off-road Rolls Royce. Maybe that's a little too much.
Yeah, but I get it. See if Babs is into the green scene. But he's just burning fossil fuel.
Oh, yeah.
He drove out here from Malibu in a Raptor. Got four and a half miles a gallon.
So this guy can't, you know, it's difficult to park the Raptor in the city.
Yeah. Porsche Cayenne. What are his two thoughts?
Anything between a Focus RS to a Porsche 911.
Right. He's saying, what can be my second car to commute to the city?
Yeah. Right. San Francisco parking, driving, everything.
Well, the RS, I believe, is going to be only manual. And it's cool, and it's the right size, and it could be fun in the city and all-wheel drive. But I think you're going to get maybe a little tired of the manual every time in the commute. And the hills and they might have anti-hill descent where you can put it in first gear and lift your foot off the clutch and not roll backwards.
Do you know who had that first before anybody?
I don't know.
Subaru.
Really?
Used to advertise, Max Pata can find the commercial, like from the 70s.
And how many puppies did they kill to make that work?
Subaru.
They tested it on putting puppies behind the car.
Subaru had a commercial, like he's driving through San Francisco in a Subaru whatever.
It was literally San Francisco that they did.
They did. And it didn't work in Wyoming. They had to do it in San Francisco.
Not a lot of...
And all it was is probably like a clutch with a delay on it. Like it pushed a clutch down and it would stay for three Mississippi and then it would start to let up or something
like
that.
So now we use the parking brakes are electronic. We use like an electronic parking brake, I believe.
Right. Yeah. I don't know why I thought Porsche.
Porsche has it.
How about what do they have in a 918?
Yeah, like a 918 box.
I was thinking of like a little smaller, a little funkier. Is it 918? I think it's a 919. Is it a 919?
17?
17. It's a 9. No.
No, what's the.
There's a 917. That's a 917. I've screwed up. It must be a 918.
Yeah, must be.
If I had it right and you screwed me up, you should punch yourself. Max Pata.
I see that there's a 918 Spider mid-engined plug-in.
No, that's the supercar.
Oh, no. Oh, that's the supercar. 919. 915 and a half. Yeah, it's not a 918. It's not a 917. It must be a 919.
It's got to be a 919. Because a 17 is like an old race car. No, it's not the
919.
19
is a race
car.
No, no, no. It's got to be 7.
What else do you know about
this car? Oh, it's a 719? Damn it. Wait, maybe it's not a 9 something. Maybe it's a 719. Yeah, so maybe I've inverted everything.
718?
718. 718.
Yeah, that's a Boxster.
Yeah, the 718. Nailed it. I got it. 718.
I don't know.
Cut that entire portion out of that episode.
Yeah, I kind of.
Because I don't know what we were thinking
about. I kind of like the 718.
I like the 718. Yeah, get it with a PDK. That's kind of nice.
What is that? Why is that different than a Boxster?
Oh, no, they have a Boxster and a Cayman.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Boxster and the Cayman, it's a 718. They just kind of went away. They're like, they started with Boxster and Cayman. They're like, let's just get away with this name and go with 718.
Would you try to find one that was a year and a half old or 2 years old?
Sure, but it sounds like he's got a pretty good job there. So
I know.
I don't know.
I kind of dig that car.
Yeah.
I mean, I a little different than a 911. Fun. You'd have fun in the canyons up there.
I drove the Cayman R model that they had before it was the 718, had the lightweight door pulls and all that stuff. And what a great little go-kart on the freeway, man. That thing was awesome.
Also, if I passed by a dude's house and I saw in the driveway a Raptor and a 718, I'd go, that guy's got it going on.
Yeah, I like that guy.
We're all somewhere in between that guy. All right, let me tell you about Castrol Edge.
Mm-hmm.
Stronger under pressure. Engine's going to lose up to 10% of horsepower due to friction. Let's not have any of that friction. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium transforms under pressure. Keep the metal parts from rubbing and power robbing friction, everybody. 3 times stronger than leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. So says the Kurt Urban test, the 530. They use 5W30 viscosity grade, and they tested it against leading full synthetics and it still was three times stronger. That is Castrol Edge, everybody. All right. Again, not Taco Bell material. Premiere, go to TUGG.com or AdamCarolla.com/events. It's all over the country, so you got to find out
what's
when it
area?
Is
yeah, what's
near you. This Wednesday will be, the Wednesday the 27th, we'll be at the Burbank showing, and we'll do a Q&A with Nate, and we'll all be there. So if you, probably a few tickets left for that. I don't know, but sell it out. Come on out. Let's watch it. How about that?
Yeah.
It's going to have a full digital release March 5th, so you'll be able to get it everywhere. March 5th, Road Hard, streaming for free on Tubi, TUBI TV.com. Shift and Steer, let's not forget about that, available on iTunes and Podcast One. And come see us at the Peterson on the 10th. That's going to be a great day. My only concern is not having too many beers during the course of, you know, I'll be there from noon. Then I'm going to hit the stage at like 8 o'clock at night. And I'm going to be like, hey, fuck Mark Maron. I'm the king. I'm the pod master. I'm the pod father, you fuckers. All bow to a decade of dominance. Get out of the way, Kimmel. This ain't a talk show. This is a podcast. Who cares about stupid late night show?
Nobody watches that.
Nobody watches. They listen to me.
It's not trending.
I'm going to have to take it easy.
You got to pace yourself.
I got to pace myself.
Like a track day.
Like a track day.
It's like, you know, it's like practice in the morning.
It's like a track day where I can still drink.
Well, it's like a track day where you like practice in the morning, you have like one cocktail at the
Quail,
and then you got to do the late night race. Just a little bit of day drinking in the middle. doing the math, measuring it out.
I'll have a couple of Endless Ran IPAs. How about that?
Yeah.
But I'll cut myself off at 3. All right. So all that stuff's coming on until next time. This is Adam Carolla. For Matt the Moderator, DeAndrea, saying keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
Your skin refuses to be defined by age. That's why Agency creates personalized anti-aging formulas that smooth fine lines, lighten dark spots, and improve the appearance of dark circles. Each formula is tailored to you and prescribed by a licensed dermatology provider. Formulas are customized with clinically proven ingredients like tretinoin, which is up to 20 times stronger than retinol. Get your first month free at withagency.com. That's withagency.com. $4.95 shipping and handling, subject to consultation. Subscription required. Cancel anytime.